Welcome to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. This is our ongoing feature that looks at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County, and it helps us understand how these artists and creative workers and businesses shape our quality of life, place, and the local economy. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Dr. Vina Kulkarni-Rankin to the show. Vina earned her doctorate in piano performance and pedagogy at the University of Michigan. She is a performer. She's involved with at least two ensembles, and I'll hope to say these properly, too, Cuento Mizic Crossover and Agawe Delum. They're both cultural heritage ensembles that mix heritage with Western classical training. To our conversation, she is the lead instructor of the Faber Piano Institute. We're going to focus on that and her work at the Institute. Vina, welcome to the show, and thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
So the Faber Institute is located right here. The Faber Piano Institute is located right here in Ann Arbor, and it was founded by Randall and Nancy Faber. Tell us about the philosophy behind the Faber's teaching method and curriculum.
Nancy and Randy love memorable acronyms, and one of the acronyms that capture their method and approach is ACE, Analyze, Create, and Express. So apart from having a, you know, inclusive approach to different styles, they also play into what motivates the child or the teenager or the adult who's starting piano, tap into that motivation, get into what is fun, what motivates them, and what encourages them along their musical journey. So the books have both, obviously, the basics of music and technique, but also invitations to improvise and to compose in small ways. So they're very creative and encouraging of exploration and curiosity for students of all ages.
So you mentioned the books, and I'm obviously you're using this method, the ACE method or the Faber Institute, Piano Institute method. How does that differ from a traditional piano teaching method?
In some ways, it does mirror other ways of teaching. In fact, the books, Piano Adventures, which are their main library of books, they pull upon well-known approaches to piano pedagogy. I would say that their approach to technique is very creative and memorable, and the mix of styles, and I think the differences are pretty nuanced. So those mixes of styles and this inclusion of popular genres, it's getting to be pretty common among other method books, but they were some of the earlier, I would say, writers to include that in their method books.
And I'm going to guess that you trained yourself in what we would call a more traditional piano teaching method. Did you have to adapt your either playing or teaching very much to fit in with the Faber method?
Well, I love this question because that's an understatement. And so I had a more traditional approach, and I was taught piano in the late 70s, early 80s. So I had the John Thompson's method, which was pretty good at the time. It lasted, as we know, that lasted for decades, and some teachers still use it. My own teaching started pretty early, so I've been teaching for decades, and when I first finished my bachelor's, I was a teacher that I wouldn't recognize now.
Oh, wow.
where I made my students look at the notes and just only read the notes. I wouldn't encourage playing by ear. I wouldn't encourage learning off the bench. Now, my teaching has adapted to the method and beyond, where students can learn a piece by ear, by rote, by video even. We sing it. We use techniques that choral instructors would use, you know, showing the pitches in the air. And it's much more creative. It's much more fun. and open. Even on my end as a teacher, I'm more engaged. So I would say I've become open to learning all the ways, in all the ways that people learn music, not just by opening a page of music and pointing to the notes and following that. It's been very freeing and really a realistic mirror to how people learn music in the world.
That's so interesting. 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact continues with Dr. Veena Kulkarni-Rankin. She is the lead piano instructor at the Faber Piano Institute. So you said, you know, people can learn in all these different ways by ear or, you know, watching video or whatever. Do they end up being able to read music, and is that still important?
It definitely is important, and they do read. I would say there's no rush, and there's no need to make that the first approach to learning music. Like many methods, and the Piano Adventures method by Nancy and Randy is not the only one out there, but I would say the best ones mimic the way we learn language, which is definitely not by reading a book. As humans, as babies, we're listening, we're babbling, we're trying stuff out, and this mother language approach is really how what we copy in the Piano Adventures books. I want to say also that Randy and Nancy also put a lot of energy with their team of producers into teacher training. So it's not just that you have this great book, but how should we use it? And the training that happens from the Faber Piano Institute is really far-reaching through webinars, through Randy speaking at events. That teacher training makes a world of difference. So it's not just the books.
Got it. So you mentioned, you know, music in the same sentence as language, and we understand that music is a language. In your opinion, is it something that is more easily learned at a young age, or could it be somebody like me who's always wanted to play? Could I actually become pretty decent at it?
Yes, you can.
All right.
You can start today. I would agree that learning it earlier does make it easier, but not necessarily. The younger people and children in our lives, of course, are more malleable. But what we have as adults is we've been listening to music for much longer times. So we have this whole repertoire of sounds and rhythms and, you know, phrasing that we've been listening to. We have taste that we love. And that is not a small thing when you start to learn to play an instrument.
How important is the Faber Piano Institute? Actually, has a physical plant. I mean, a place where I understand it has an auditorium. You know, it's a little different than what, you know, we think of often when we think about piano teachers sitting at a console at their house or, you know, in somebody else's house. How important is that kind of a facility to the development of your students?
Well, the students are very lucky, I have to say. We have little teaching studios for one-on-one, and we also have a group teaching room.
Okay.
And again, I would say this is a model that's true of most community music schools, small spaces, and then a place with a piano lab, where the labs have headphones, where students could work individually, and then a piano. But we have those things, as well as a little recital hall, so students can see the trajectory of study with a teacher to recital time. And we also happen to rent out the hall. So around the end of each semester, you hear a lot of music.
I bet.
And that's very motivating to hear people performing and hear the applause. Or it can be frightening, but...
So it's. I can hear in your voice that you really enjoy doing this. Give me a quick synopsis of how... you know, what this means to you.
I love seeing students develop. I love encouraging what drives them. Why do they study music? And what are the skills they really want to have? That's what I look for as I teach. and I enjoy learning what encourages students. So my time at the Faber Piano Institute has been wonderful because there's a group of us that encourage each other and problem solve and try new ideas out. So my teaching has gotten more creative as it's gone along, and I'm thankful to the Faber Piano Institute for that.
And I'm sure that just spills completely over to your students. Vina, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Vina Kulkarni-Rankin, lead instructor at the Faber Piano Institute. Find out more about her and the Institute at WEMU.org. You've been listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host, Matt Hobson, is our producer. Please join us every Tuesday to meet the people who make Washtenaw creative. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti Public Radio from Eastern Michigan University.